Welcome back. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money. You're here with Dave and Faisal. We got to wrap this show up, tie it all together, put a bow on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start off from the very beginning. We talked about war.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
You can sing?
And no, we want people to listen to this part.
I'll dance.
Please don't. There's a potential trade war on the horizon.
Right.
Okay, you're calling it a negotiation. I call it a trade
at
dispute.
At this point, yeah. War words and a negotiation.
Correct. And so that's risk on the table people have to remember.
Yep.
The second part also they have to remember is that as you transition to retirement or living in retirement, cash and cash flow is important. There are ways to cut or save. Right? So the cash flow.
Well, look at your expense profile, right? I mean, we should do that certainly in retirement, but you should do that periodically.
Yeah, and most Canadians don't.
No.
If we look anecdotally within our clients, not too many people know the exact of all their spending.
Nope.
They round.
Nope.
They forecast.
Yep.
They guesstimate.
Right.
But they don't know. And so I think when you start looking at some of these recipes in the cookbook, it kind of tells you how much you can save by doing some small things.
And it's just a good reminder, right? Because we get trapped into doing things and it's there. It's like that tax that never goes away.
Correct.
Take the tax away at some point.
You can, yeah. And this is something you can control, right? So, and the last part of our show so far has been Canadian pension plan. Right. Not many people realize that their earning or the return to them based upon their own contributions over their lifetime has been between 2.3 and 2.5% rate of return.
Right.
And we need to understand that. I know people are hearing how great the returns have been on the Canadian pension plan. But when you look at their own return and what they're receiving.
What you get as a Canadian.
Correct.
Right? What your money is doing.
And so there's a big difference there. And off the air and during commercial, you and I were talking about, well, this kind of bothers us. Maybe the forced savings is what we like about it, that you have to take it off your paycheck. What we don't like about it is the 2.3% rate of return.
Right.
And so there has to be some sort of mechanism in the future. It's very complex. It's not easy to understand.
Right.
That's something that people have to be aware of, how you calculate how much money you're going to get. A 10 or 11% return on the investment side of the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board does not mean a 10 or 11% increase in your pension.
No, sure doesn't.
It's not going to increase at all, probably, based upon that return.
No, it's formula-based. That's exactly right. The rate of return on that doesn't make any difference. Let's talk a little bit about withdrawal rates.
Yeah, so the Chartered Financial Analyst Association came out with a report on what is the right amount that you should withdraw out of your savings every year to reach your retirement income.
Right.
Now, let's put the premise of what they went through. Number one, they said the idea is to last over 20 years.
Right.
Okay. So they're taking a 65 and that person's passing away at 85. So let's put that on the table. It's a 20-year time horizon. The second part of it that is that they're leaving no money behind for their beneficiaries or other members in their family.
Right.
You're spending it all.
Yep.
Okay. So the rule of thumb in our industry, Dave, is many advisors, many institutions, many investors say that if you just draw on 4% of your money every single year, it should last for your lifetime with some sort of confidence level. The CFA Institute has now got the research that says maybe not accurate.
Okay.
Part of it is based upon when you retire, of course. The earlier you retire, the longer you need the money to last for. The other part of it is that the 4% rule of thumb that we've been talking about is not necessarily true. It all depends upon the returns that you get.
In the order in which you get them.
And in the order that you get them.
Right.
And so it's called the sequence of returns. And we do a piece on this in our seminar about how the impact of the sequence of returns can help.
Or hurt.
And so we actually go through a mathematical exercise. And this is exactly what the CFA Institute did. And they came out and said, you know, not always does 4% work.
Right.
Right. And you need to be aware of it given personal circumstances. And you need to use some sort of reference portfolio. One of the reference portfolios they used was 100% stocks.
Right.
Can you imagine anybody at the age of 65 saying, I want to put 100% of my money in the stock market?
I can imagine it. I'm not sure that it's the right
it's
thing
suitable.
To do.
It's
right?
suitable
right.
given the volatility.
Yep.
And that's what they went through. Given the volatility, there are certain periods in time that you can take out more than 4%.
Right.
And there's certain periods in time that you can't take out 4%. But what they did say is, because you can't predict your life expectancy, you can't predict what rate of return the markets are going to do. It's kind of like predicting the weather,
right,
you know, 5 years from now. What's right. going to happen on this day 5 years in weather? Very difficult, almost impossible to predict. What they also said is you cannot use conventional investments anymore. They had a second research attached to it saying you need to look at an alternative investment strategy attached to your conventional stocks and bonds that can meet your goals, lower the volatility, give you consistency of returns, because the higher the volatility, the lower the chance you're going to reach your retirement income goal.
Because of the sequence of returns.
Correct.
Right.
So if you can reduce the volatility, have more consistency in your returns, you will be able to have money last longer. More importantly, you may not need as much money.
Right.
Which really caught me, because I'll tell you my error in the past 5 years or so, I've been focusing on using whatever amount of money they had and the client has and try to maximize their income while minimizing risk.
Right.
Okay. My error in this is not going to my clients and say, you may not need that much money.
Right.
You could actually do something else with that money, and you could have less to give you more or give you income longer.
Right.
And that's where I think when I read this research report, I was actually on the edge of my seat going, wow, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about saying you don't need as much. And that's an interesting topic, because
you don't need as much in terms of return or in terms of cash flow.
In the amount of money you have to have saved to reach your retirement income.
Oh, I see.
Income.
Okay, right.
And that's something our industry has never told the actual public. They,
right.
You may not need as much.
Right.
If you do it in a way where you're using an alternative strategy to just conventional stocks and bonds.
Right.
And I love that idea. And I think that's something that you and I need to kind of articulate better, that people are frantic. They don't have enough. They might have enough. They might have more than enough. And if they have more than enough, using a disciplined strategy, like our five-pillar investment strategy
yep.
approach, it actually works out better.
Right.
And that's them that they need to realize and look at.
Yeah. Okay. You got to come. We deal with this particular issue, and it's a wonderful thought exercise, not a mathematical exercise, a wonderful thought exercise to really educate people about this issue of sequence of returns and how it ties into the overall longevity of your savings to deliver that lifestyle that you want. Now, let's remind everybody when that's coming up, because we've been educating around this for almost 10 years now, Faisal.
Yep. On Tuesday, April 17th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. Give us a call to reserve your seats, 966-8400, or go on our website at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay. Remember, you can access past segments on our website. Now, we're updating our website. I got to tell you, it's going to have a fresh new face on it real soon. So go check it out at morethanmoneyradio.com. We've also got the podcast, so you can search for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast, and have these shows delivered directly to you each and every week. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.